Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
The days are getting shorter and shorter, and I don't like it. With every passing hour, it's a more stressful race against time. Bring on the winter equinox, which, by the way, is December 21st.
Winter is coming. I almost bought vitamins from a random website, then got a text from a Liz offering me 10% off. Is there nothing left in this world that's pure and good?
Chill out, Liz. I discovered gingerbread almond butter this week, and that was a pretty cruel thing to do to somebody like me who doesn't have willpower.
Oh, well, then I guess you haven't heard about pumpkin pie ice cream sandwiches then. In your face.
They will be soon. Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome to Have Such a Good Day, because we want you to have one and we want to have one as well.
It really is such a beautiful day up here. It's like an Indian summer day, you know, that like kind of warm and like blue sky, but there's a little bit of that chill in the air. I love it. So hope y'all out there are having a good one. Let us know how you're doing. We inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, we really do. I'm Sarah Lane.
And I'm Heather Frank. And this is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment.
Yeah, we're still the same people, everybody.
Some things never change.
Well, you know, we age like a fine wine, I like to think.
Yep.
Not too much aging, because then it kind of turns into a vinegar situation.
It gets all like acidic and blah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I actually had to clean out the garage a little further this last weekend, and I went through some of my dad's wine. Boy, was that interesting. I found most of the bottles were like covered in, I mean, the labels were like almost like rotted off. There was like mildew, there were spiders, there were spider like nests. I mean, this stuff has not been opened up for, I don't even know, like over a decade. And a lot of this weird wine from Russia, I could see from the labels that it was like Russian. And I don't know if I should keep it or not, because it looks like it's probably like rancid by this point, because it's been sitting around for so long. And yeah, you can only age wine for so long until it goes bad. These bottles are hot messes, let me tell you. They've been through it. So they're all just sitting there in the garage. I'm a little afraid to open them. So I don't know. Let me know. Do you think I should keep them and try to open them and taste them, or should I just dump them?
Oh, I would be curious to see it, you know, if there's anything salvageable. I was at a friend's house, I don't know, over the summer, and they had some other friends who were, like, they own a winery, mm-hmm. you know, wine people, and they had brought over a very special bottle of wine. Now, I don't know enough about wine I would not be able to look at this bottle and be like, holy crap, this bottle is from 1964,
sure.
Which it was. Wow. It was like a 1960-something bottle of wine, you know, and everyone was just like, oh my gosh, you know, and looking at it, oh, I can't believe you brought this, it's so special. I had a glass, you know, and it mm-hmm. was a small part, you know, everybody was, you know, able to have a bit. And I was like, this is really good. But I say that about like all wine. I really am not too judgy,
yeah.
Unless the wine has turned.
Sure.
You know, I'm like, it tastes like wine. It was also red wine, and red wine, I don't drink a lot of red wine. So to me, I'm like, oh, it's like a super fancy occasion when I even have a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't bad. It was just stored correctly. So yeah. You never know.
You never know. I mean, I don't think that any of this was really stored correctly, honestly, but I'm not going to throw them away. I mean, I feel bad for the landfill anyway, so I won't do it. But it's just, Oh man, it's going to take a lot for me to open those, but I'll let you know. I think we'll have like a Russian themed at a dinner party some night and we'll just like pop them open and rage. But man, you know what speaking of like interesting snacks we were talking about at the top of the show, have you ever tried Brussels sprout puffs?
No.
I didn't even know they existed.
What's the puff part?
They're like a puff. They're almost like a cheese puff. They're kind of like a fat like cheese puff. They are so good. I would never buy them. If I saw them on a shelf, I'd be like, eh, another one of those gimmicky vegetable chips or whatever. But a friend of mine had them. They're like, you got to try these. Dude, they're so good. I would have never thought. And I mean, I like Brussels sprouts, but I wouldn't say that I'm like crazy about them. I mean, mm-hmm. I do like them a lot, but man, they're pretty tasty. So if you see any out there, I highly recommend picking some up. I think you would like them, Sarah.
I think I would too. I love Brussels sprouts. Some of that vegetable chip or crisp or puff or, you know, rice cake
overdone.
Or whatever. Yeah, they're hit and miss with me. Uh-huh. What was it made out of? Something that I tried not too long ago that was like, at first I was like, eh, I don't like it. Maybe it was like a cauliflower puff or something mm-hmm. like that. And the first couple bites I was like, yeah, I don't know. And then it kind of grew on me and I was like, that's pretty good. I don't remember what it was, but
they
you sort
of
think
everything
of it as,
at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot come up with anything original anymore.
I mean, even something like, I'm not super crazy about potato products, but it's like, if you think about a potato as a chip, of mm-hmm. course, that's so ubiquitous that everyone's like, no, it works out great.
Yeah.
But it's like when you look at a potato, you know, as like this root vegetable in the ground, mm-hmm. it does go through quite a process to get to a chip. Mm-hmm. So lots of other vegetables could kind of work that way.
Absolutely.
I mean, Brussels sprout is certainly a lot less starchy. So it's just going to be
But who doesn't
overall.
Like a puff? I mean, a nice crunchy puff in your mouth. I mean, who? I'd like to know if you don't like them, you're not crazy about them?
No, like Cheetos, don't like them. I don't like the puff.
Oh, you don't like the puff part. See, I won't eat Cheetos because of all the chemicals and stuff, but I will eat like a cheese puff like that's from like a natural brand or whatever. I do like cheese puffs, but you don't like the puff part. It rubs you wrong.
No, I feel like there's too much air. Oh. I want it to be denser.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good point. Well, we've really got to the bottom of a really huge issue here.
Although I used to eat rice cakes all the time. I loved rice cakes.
Those are denser, though, I would say.
I don't know. They're still pretty puffy. But I would put like a layer of peanut butter on the rice cake.
Oh, that
rarely would
really
I eat
good,
a rice
actually.
Cake alone.
Yeah, it's kind of dry. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. A little dry. Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to ask you, that mealy, like that. But yeah, Sarah, I wanted to ask you, because you're like the tech queen. So has this ever happened to you? So I mentioned it at the top of the show, this strange experience that I mentioned in, I think, a previous show that I don't buy off of Amazon much anymore because I find that the shipping is quicker when I go to like sort of a smaller, like a small business, like a kind of a one-off website. And so I'm looking for this particular vitamin. I found it on a very generic random website and I think I put it in my cart, but like I decided against it. I closed the window and I wasn't even on there for very long. I didn't fill out any form. I didn't give them my name or my email or anything. And 2 seconds later, I get a text message on my phone that's really friendly. It's like, hey, it's Liz from blah, blah, blah. I'd like to offer, but kind of, it was auto-generated likely, but it didn't seem like it because it was a very friendly, like, how are you today? Da, da, da. And giving me 10% off of these vitamins. And I thought, how the heck did they get my phone number? Am I missing something here? I did not put my information in there.
Well, data is obviously shared on the internet quite a bit. I don't know exactly how this company has your information, but somebody else who understands, you know, it could be all sorts of like different triangulation, right? Like IP address matching a phone number that then, you know, is shared with another company. And there's all these third party services that, you know, scrape this kind of information.
Well, it's kind of interesting because to me it's counterintuitive because like now I'm not going to buy the vitamins. Like you just texted me and I didn't give you my phone number. Like you breached this privacy and therefore I'm not going to buy this product from you. So like,
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But for everybody like you, there's another person who's like, well, 10% off is a deal.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
if it was 20, I might be convinced.
Yeah. It's funny because I was actually talking about this with some folks the other day because I have found, because, you know, spam texts are even more annoying to me than spam phone calls because you can't ignore them.
No. Nope.
You know, you have to look and be like, why is this getting sent to me? I hate a spam text. Mm-hmm. Spam phone call has become a lot easier to just ignore.
Yep.
You can't really stop them, but you can ignore them a lot more easily.
Yep.
I have noticed in the call category that there's this tactic that I'm getting, because I get a lot of spam phone calls mm-hmm. every single day.
Me too.
I get at least a couple of them. And in fact, I haven't had any today.
Wait, where do yours come from?
I'm on a roll.
Do you have one that like is like a specific place that you get a lot, like on a regular basis?
No.
Or is it always a different place?
They rotate, you know, by design, you know, because they know that people block the numbers. And so they just come from a different number.
But it's funny because when it's from a random city like Elk or like where you're like, I've never heard of that. That doesn't even seem real. And it's like it makes the spam call feel even less like legit. And so you're like, I'm not going to pick that up. Who's calling me from Elk? So it's like, yeah, they're trying to be clever, but it's not working.
Well, and they're trying to, you know, they know you're in California. So it's like, well, we'll try California. I mean, I get them from all over the place, you know? And sometimes because I have Verizon, sometimes it'll flag it as potential spam. Mm-hmm. Then I really won't pick it up. But anyway, so spam calls, part of life, unfortunately, wish they weren't, but there's this new tactic that I've noticed. Mm-hmm. Is happening more often than not. And at first I thought it was like my phone was kind of weird because my phone is quite old mm-hmm. and I've dropped it a bunch of times. It's a miracle that it even still works. Mm-hmm. But what happens is it'll ring. And when it depends on where I'm sitting, but like if I'm in my living room, just kind of chilling, you know, my phone rings, my computer also rings because it's set up so that I could answer a phone call on my computer if mm-hmm. that's more convenient for me. And, you know, so it's just like, it's a whole thing, you know, lots of different ringtones happening. Yeah. And, you know, and my watch is buzzing and it's just a whole thing. So I noticed that, everything will start ringing and then it'll drop the call before I even pick it up. Like sometimes I'll look at my phone and be like, it's spam. And then like the call drops.
Yeah.
But it's dropping before I'm answering. I'm not hanging up. It's all just, it's like, oh, it connected and then it just gave up before I ever got there. So I was like, the first time that happened, I was like, I wonder if it's my phone. You know, because every once in a while, someone will, like a friend will call me and be like, oh, I went straight to voicemail. Where I'm like, my service is weird around here sometimes. Mm-hmm. But if I'm in my house, I'm connected to Wi-Fi. So it's not really a cellular thing.
Yeah.
And it's happened enough lately, really, really only in the last, let's say month, mm-hmm. that I'm like, I think that the spammers, this is like a tactic, mm-hmm. right? Because if you answer and it's like, hello, we're trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty, you just hang up,
yeah.
you know? But if you, like if someone calls, you don't recognize the number, it doesn't say
that
potential spam, and then they hang up, you might be that much more likely to call back.
Yeah, because there's like a
sense
of mystery.
And be like, hi, this is Sarah, did someone just call me?
Yes.
And then you're sort of like, now,
oh, that's interesting.
You know, executing some sort of an action item and maybe like are slightly more engaged. Mm-hmm. That, again, this is just a theory of mine because I'm like, when I see behavior over and over, I'm like, it means something.
Oh, totally.
You know? So I don't know. I don't know if
that's
anybody has thoughts on this.
Well, yeah. I do. I definitely agree with you. I think that's a strong theory.
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah. And I mean, it's all very calculated. Everything is calculated. I mean, come on, you know,
yeah.
it makes sense.
Yeah. And it's like, and of course, and sometimes just out of curiosity, because I need more to do in my life, clearly, but like I will call a number back. You know, they've called me. I sent it to voicemail. They didn't leave a message. I know it's spam, but I call back anyway. And like often the number won't even go through. You know, it's some like weird automated rerouted thing from wherever it actually came from. Mm-hmm. So the whole calling back thing isn't always going to work. But sometimes someone will pick up. That has happened before, you know, where they're like, hello. And I'm like, hey, someone just called me, and then they're like scrambling to like find, you know, the piece of paper that they're supposed to read from to get me to give them money somehow, you know?
Yeah.
And I say, I'm a technology reporter. Can I talk to your boss? And then they hang up on me. So.
Yeah, it's sort of that like idle threat, and it's I don't know, it's threatening enough, I guess.
Yeah, spam calls. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, but it's just part of life. Like this old pandemic we're in, endemic they call it. It's just sort of like, you know, it's just there. It's just gonna be there, and it'll rear its ugly head when it wants to. And it'll affect every aspect of our lives because it's a jerk and it's just not going away.
Now, we're going to preface, you know, the rest of this episode with saying that we are going to focus on the pandemic from a very personal place. You mm-hmm. know, both Heather and I are, you know, dealing with it in different ways. And we both have a lot of fatigue about this subject. And we that you do, too. In fact, you know, I'm a voracious podcast consumer. I listen to as many as I can, as many as, you know, my time allows each mm-hmm. day, mostly when I'm on walks with my dog. But so many of my favorite shows over the last year and a half, more than a year and a half now, or right about there, have been pandemic focused, mm-hmm. episode after episode. And not that the episodes aren't interesting. In fact, in many ways, people have gotten really creative with incorporating this into mm-hmm. super interesting stories and interviews and all of that stuff. But there are times where I'll kind of look at the title of a podcast episode, or it could be an article online, or mm-hmm. you know, all sorts of things, and I'll be like, I don't want to read this. You know, I live it every day.
Yeah.
But with that in mind, we thought that we'd all kind of gather together, try to have such a good day, and talk about the reality of our days, because they are realities. Can't ignore it.
Nope. Real talk, if you will.
Real talk. So, you know, speaking of real talk, we talk about the passage of time on the show, Heather and I, all the
a
time.
Lot.
And
we're obsessed.
You know, part of it is just like, how is it already Sunday? You know, the weekend just started.
I
want to
brush my teeth again.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just fed my dog. Oh my God. Do it again. The can opener, you know, but that's just kind of, you know, part of it is like everybody as you age says, you know, that life passes you by that much faster.
Yeah.
Especially people with kids. Like, where does the time go? He's just a baby and now he's going into first grade. And that's just life. But the pandemic, this life that, at least for me, that became, you know, a reality very soon. This all happened, you know, right after I moved up to Northern California, where I live, in the woods, in a cabin, far away from civilization, even though I can walk to a market, you know, and I have neighbors all around me. It is tucked away. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. And when I moved here, there was no COVID. It was October of 2019. In fact, I'm coming up on exactly 2 years of being here, which is insane.
That's
Talk
crazy.
About life going wow. by quickly. I know. Yeah. And usually 2 years is kind of my, because I'm a mover. Yeah. Even though I hate moving, I also don't settle anywhere because I'm just so used to moving. Mm-hmm. It's usually the 2 year mark where I forget how bad the last move was.
Of course.
And I'm ready to move, you know? Yeah. And so.
Are you ready to move?
So I had moved in. Well, I mean, well, we'll get to this because okay. pandemic, I moved here and it was end of October when I moved here. So we were just kind of settling into, well, there was a fire scare as soon as I moved in, which sucked, but that ended. And then it kind of, you know, you kind of settle into, oh, look, incoming call from potential spam. I'm going to go ahead and not answer that. Say it's perfect. I jinxed myself by saying it hadn't happened yet today. So fire stuff. But then it kind of settled into winter. It was cold. It was, you know, rained a bit. And that was my first sort of few months of living here. And, you know, as you do with any new place, you're kind of like, is this right? You know, is this for me? Did I make a mistake? Do I want to kind of, you know, I had moved from LA. Do I want to go back to LA? All those questions. And then the pandemic made up my mind for me. It was like, you're not doing anything right now. Mm-hmm. Everything just stopped. All of the plans just, you know, they either went away or they were shelved indefinitely. Mm-hmm. And they still are, for the most part. Sure, there are things that have become more normal to me, but so much of the things that kind of like, you know, when you look at, you know, in terms of times, like in terms of a month or 6 months or even a year, it's like you've got these spikes. Some people are creatures of habit to the point where it's like, you know, they don't travel. You know, they didn't travel within a whole year. But they might do something else that's like, oh, you see this person that you don't see that often. Sure. Or you have a party that you only have once a year for someone's birthday. Or, you know, there's little spikes throughout, mm-hmm. You know, any given period of time where you're like, well, yeah, there was a lot of mundane things. But then there's like this like spike of fun, mm-hmm. or spike of, you know, different or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that kind of helps us all feel alive.
Yep.
Me anyway. You know, and I think about that sometimes, you know, where it's like, I mean, I'll have a week that is just, I don't have anything to show for it. Yeah. Sure, I accomplished things, but it's like just stuff I have to accomplish. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, keeping things clean, you know, doing my work. I don't pat myself on the back for that stuff because it just, it's a thankless job. Mm-hmm. If I don't do it, now we have a problem. But if I do it, you're just treading water, really. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like the treading water feeling, which is not a bad feeling, you know, I just don't want to drown. I just want to, you know, stay head above water, right? Mm-hmm. That is, for the most part, it's not a bad thing, but we take away all those spikes of interesting things, mm-hmm. that, you know, you kind of go like, that was really, you know, just like fun and cool and enriching and different. Those have been largely removed, mm-hmm. at least for me. And I have gotten so used to them being removed that they give me a little anxiety now.
Totally.
And that is, you know, it's like a reset thing. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you know, I sort of shy away from things that seem kind of like, ooh, that's out of the routine.
Totally.
I don't know about that. That's hard. For example, I will be, and when you're listening to this, we may have, who knows when you're listening to this, so I will probably have already been to San Francisco by this point. San Francisco, largest, you know, city that's near me. I'm about, you know, on a good day, it's about a 75 to 90 minute drive, depending on traffic, you know, door to door. Maybe a little shorter to get to the Golden Gate Bridge, but you're probably going to go farther than that. And I have not been there pretty much since I moved here. I went once for work, like at the very beginning of 2020, wasn't a pandemic yet, where I think it was like just the very early days of that. And I would, you know, I went to an office, did some work, and then came right back home. So I technically wasn't even really in the city. You know, didn't see anybody,
really
didn't do
city.
Anything fun.
Yeah.
Well, I just really wasn't there besides technically being within the city limits. Mm-hmm. It was just a quick work thing. So I haven't been there. Now, I would have been there lots of times, but with the whole pandemic thing, at first, this is like the very early days. Remember when it was like, the whole thing was like, oh, there's a pandemic. Like, don't touch your face.
Yeah. Wash your hands for 20 seconds.
It was all about cleaning things, yep. you know, efficiently. Not that we shouldn't all still be washing our hands, but the messaging was different.
It was.
Because we just knew a lot less about it. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, do not go places where there are a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm not going to the city. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, like I've got it good here in the woods. And there is still a lot about that that is true, you know, and we'll get back to that, you know, a little bit later in the show. But for me to not have those, again, back to those little spikes, you know, it doesn't have to be like, I went to Hawaii.
Sure.
That's a spike. That would certainly be one, but just a little thing.
Yep.
I'm going to go to San Francisco this weekend. Friend of mine is out of town and she's got an apartment that's just sort of sitting there empty. And she's like, totally stay, like stay at my apartment. I would love that, you know?
Awesome.
And so I'm going to, and for me, I'm like, this is so exciting. Even though I lived in San Francisco for like the better part of 20 years. And like, I can think of things more exciting, you know? But it's just been so long of the days feeling the same.
Yep.
With no real spike.
Yeah.
Or my spikes becoming these tiny little
like going
blips.
On a nice walk or like seeing a beautiful flower.
Or having
like really small.
Yeah, having to go get dog treats at the, you know, the nearest hardware store to me doesn't really have good ones. The farther away hardware store has a lot of good ones. So I'm like, sometimes I go to the farther away one and just get wild, you know, bring a LaCroix in the car with me. And so, yeah, it's like I guess that's just how it is, yeah. You know?
I think our...
And I know I know some people are a lot more adventurous than others. I was watching a Giants game, you know, the baseball, San Francisco Giants game on TV last night. And, you know, the stadiums are kind of, you never even know anything is weird, right? You know, mm-hmm. And again, I'm just watching this on TV. I wasn't there, but, you know, they have crowd shots and you see people up in the stands. And there are a few masks that you can point out when you see those shots. But most people, I mean, they're not like socially distanced or anything.
They're sitting next to each other, right?
They're sitting next to each other. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, it's quite full. And, or, you know, as full as a baseball game would kind of normally be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's still really weird to me. Some people are, you know, they're feeling a little bit more confident. I'm not quite there yet. So I know that there's a barometer. But yeah, it's, I gotta have my spikes, Heather.
I know. Tell me
about
it.
And I don't have any. So the days just blend together.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm with you, and I have kind of a different angle on this, but I'm struggling with that too. I mean, I have those little spikes, and I've gone on a few road trips. I've gone on, you know, I would say they were kind of a decent spike, had some nice dinners. I was in another city, you know, different environment. It was really like a few days to remember, that kind of thing. But I haven't been on a plane for a long time, and God, that seems foreign. And I truly believe that we are just so intrinsically good at adapting that, like, we just, yeah, you lose the momentum and the sort of that memory, that near memory of something like a trip or whatever. And then you just get almost more nervous about, like, getting out there because you're just so used mm-hmm. to not getting out there. And so it's harder to kind of get back into it. But I've had this tab, I don't know if this happens to you, where I'm sure it happens to everybody, but where you've got a lot of tabs open on your computer, and I kind of organize it like I've got whatever's happening that day. I usually have my email to the far left. It's like kind of where the most important, where I got to kind of keep tabs, like more tabs on those tabs. And then yeah. I've got, I don't know, like maybe I'm about to purchase some coffee and I have to keep the tab open to remember to do that. And then I've got, you know, the news tab, I've got my New York Times, whatever it is. And I've had this tab open for definitely over a month. I would even say 2 months. It's an Airbnb of this lovely bungalow that is in Kauai in Hawaii. And supposedly it's just like this gem and it's usually rented, you know how they say that, like on the website, and it's just like rarely available. So I had found this place. I don't know how I found it. It is a gem. It's like, looks like paradise. And I'm like, you know what? I want to do something special in December. It doesn't necessarily, my birthday's in December, December 10th, but it doesn't have to be exactly on my birthday. Just something when it's cold out and I can kind of like go somewhere different and have what you say is like a really nice spike where the climate mm-hmm. is different. You know, the warm breeze in my face and I can drink pina coladas and not feel guilty and, you know, wear a cute cover up and sandals and just, you know, like switch it up. And, you know, like that would create like a vivid memory in this blended time experience that we're having right now. And this tab is starting to drive me crazy because I'm like, you are not pulling the trigger. You have the dates blocked off. You know, I whatever it was some like around a week in December. And, you know, I'm thinking about all the millions of factors, but like, oh, so then so-and-so's here. And then, oh, I won't be able to leave until then. And then, oh, I got to be in the Bay Area for Christmas. Then it kind of crunches my time. Like, do I drive to the Bay Area twice, you know, to go to the airport? Like, it's like, I'm so bogged down now. Like, I'm a producer, so like I'm a good planner, but I'm kind of a good planner when it comes to work. But for some reason, with planning my own social calendar and traveling in particular, I don't know why I'm not that great at it. Like I have said this before on the show. I have friends who are lucky they have husbands, or it's the other way around. They have wives who are like the planners in the family, right? in the couple. Mm-hmm. So like I have one friend who, I'm not joking, they plan their whole year out ahead of time. Like they know what they're doing in December of 2022. It's crazy. They have flights to Bali or whatever it is. And it's like, it's like, I don't necessarily need that per se, but I wish that I was a little bit better on staying on top of parts of the year that mean that are important to me to have to do something, to get out of Dodge. And those are usually in the winter. It's like December, January, my birthday, Christmas. You know, I feel like I can never stay on top of these plans. And I every year it comes around, I'm just like a broken record. You know, it's like every year I say, okay, make sure you have something planned for your birthday. Do something cool, something glamorous. Doesn't matter, even if it's for a few days. And I can't pull the trigger. I'm just like, oh, maybe I'll go there. I'll go there and there. And then it's like, I never ever end up pulling the trigger. And then it's like December 9th and I'm just like depressed. And I'm like, oh my God, my birthday's tomorrow and I didn't do anything. You know, and then I'm stuck, you know, between this like rock and hard place with Christmas because I want to just go somewhere tropical for Christmas. And just like, I don't want to do the Christmas tree or the rigmarole around that holiday. And then I chicken out and I feel guilty because I'm not going to see my family. And it happens every year. And it's just one of those things. I really want someone to kick me in the pants already because I know I'm capable of change. And I really need to make something happen this year because I know it'll be a long winter. It's different for me being in NorCal. You know, in SoCal, you don't really have long winters. There's not a lot of storms. It doesn't get that cold. But I'm telling you that on top of all of this, this is like normal stuff. This is like me not being organized.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
But then the pandemic has made planning way worse. So it's like even harder now because I'm thinking like, oh, just tickets are cheap to Hawaii right now in December. I should just buy tickets and I'll work all the details out later. But like, where will everything be in December with this pandemic? Like, will Hawaii even be open? Because they're actually a pretty strict state when it comes to who can come in and out.
Yeah, I've heard, I know some folks who have been to Hawaii recently, and some people had, it was more or less a non-issue.
Yeah.
But still a hassle.
Total hassle.
To get in. And I actually had, there was a story I heard with a couple who they had like, somehow they had gotten through the airport, mm-hmm. you know, like they did what they needed to do with the airline to get to Hawaii, but somehow the wife was like detained once they got to the airport in, I guess it was Waikiki, or Honolulu, Waikiki's the beach, Honolulu. And there was some issue where she hadn't gotten the COVID test that was, you know, part of the Hawaiian state approved test. Uh-huh. And it was like, she was almost like in like temporary, like holding cell.
Yeah. See, that is,
And it was, like, and that, and it kind of like ruined a couple of their first days of being there, you know, stuff like that, where you're just like, ugh.
I have to say, that's something that I think about, because I've heard crazy stories too, mostly from like coming in from Europe and being a citizen or being married to a citizen or whatever. And just, being held back for 10 hours. You have to prove whatever it is that they're trying to figure out. And that to me sounds really scary. And I think that's part of it. But I also think, as we were saying earlier, there's like a lack of, we have less social motivation and inertia. I think a lot of it has to do with this inertia. And like, we've just adapted to this less social interaction. So you need like an extra push to like make plans, you know? Woe is us.
Right. Yeah, it's true. I think about this a lot, you know, and there are things, like I was saying earlier, you know, it's like I live in a cabin in the woods. I really do. And sure, I can go see a human easily. Mm-hmm. You know, I can be in public easily. I got to drive for the most part to do so. Well, I do, unless I want to like hang out with people at the market down the street, mm-hmm. which is a mixed bag of clientele. But they're all very nice, but you know, it is what it is. But I can do that if I want to. I can go to the city being San Francisco in my case, mm-hmm. you know, if I want to. And that can all happen. It doesn't happen that much though. And even if I want to be just be like, I'm going to get wacky and, you know, see a lot of people, it's like, well, the people that I want to hang out with are on various stages of comfort as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had I don't want to say a lot of friends who have gotten COVID, but I know people who have gotten COVID. People who have been vaccinated, you know, and all the unvaccinated people saying, see, you still get COVID if you get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't even want to go there because it means you don't die and, you know, get vaccinated. Don't be a dick. But that aside, I'm off my soapbox on that one. But that aside, you know, because of that, you know, I've got a lot of people that I care about in my life that I would love to give a hug to, where it's like they're being really cautious.
Yeah.
And I try to be as cautious as possible, but I think I'm somewhere in the middle of this extreme spectrum. Yeah. Not going to a baseball game yet, but I'm not, you know, completely, you know, on lockdown.
Yeah, you're not completely isolating yourself. You know, I think it's
not completely isolating myself.
It's good to keep your expectations. My boyfriend's always telling me, because I'll get like disappointed about something, and because I have expectations. And I guess it's good, especially right now, to just keep your expectations in check, because things are a lot more low key right now, and they might be through the winter. So, and it's okay. It's okay, because there's other things happening. There's other development happening. Yeah, we might not be having like the raging time of our lives, but like, you know, other things are moving along. There's laughter, and there's, you know, there's interesting moments, and it'll be an interesting time to look back on. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think I think that I have had, you know, if I'm being super honest with myself and everybody, is I've had a pretty okay time mm-hmm. during the pandemic. I have my moments, and mostly those moments are just like, I'm lonely. Mm-hmm. Because I am, you know, until I lived here as far back as I can think of, I was just in an urban atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know, I was surrounded by other people. I love to walk. So I was never like in a place where I couldn't walk to at least like a market, a coffee shop, you know, several, you know,
restaurant,
nearby pizza place, totally. Whatever it is, you know, that's just always been something that that's part of why I have chosen the places that I chose to live. You know, I like to feel like there's life around me. You know, pandemic thing, you know, one of the things that I, you know, I'm like, okay, well, you know, when do I feel kind of depressed? I also want to, before I get into this, I know that there's a difference between like, I had kind of a shitty day, I feel kind of down, mm-hmm. and like full on depression that a lot of people have like legit been experiencing and still continue to do so because of the isolation. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I'm anywhere near that. And part of it is because I live alone. I haven't always lived alone. I've had roommates. I have had boyfriends that have lived with me before. And obviously when I was younger, I lived with my parents. But I've lived alone for some time now. Mm-hmm. I mean, going on 5 years. And I like living alone. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy just, this is my space. This is my stuff. And I don't have to have a conversation with anybody about it.
Yep.
It's just, I do what I want. I like that. But I also like to cohabitate with somebody that I enjoy being around.
Sure.
And when, you know, the pandemic kind of happened and everybody had their pods, you know, and, you know, I do air quotes just because it's like some people called them pods and mostly people with kids because sure. It would be like, okay, who's in the safe pod where it's like, you can all hang out. You all know exactly your other, you know, everybody's goings on, you know, where people are, you trust them so that when you're together, you know that they haven't like probably, you know, exposed you to COVID, mm-hmm. you know, my pod is just me. I don't have a pod. I mean, I've always tried to be extremely careful because I was visiting my mom, although for a while we didn't even see each other, but you know, we slowly kind of went back to like, okay, we can visit each other and we're just, you know, we're going to trust each other, you know, the rest of the time to have as little human contact as possible. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that relaxed a little bit and then it kind of tightened up because, you know, as everyone knows, you know, the COVID spikes around the world have been a little bit different, but there was the surge and then it sort of seemed like it was getting better and then everything surged again and it's surging in places right now, luckily not where I live, but it's, you know, it's not over, not out of the woods. And so that whole kind of pod thing was like, that's me just being alone. And like I said, I like living alone, but when you're forced to do it, you know, day in and day out, it's a whole other thing. And so I did a couple of things just because I don't think I'm an overly lonely person, but when I feel that way, I do feel pretty down.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's just out of my control. Sure. It's not because I felt like just taking it easy this weekend. It's that like people are sort of around, but I can't see them. Like even if I showed up on their doorstep, they'd be like, you're not in that pod. Like, you know, like no offense, but like, no, we can't hang out with you. You know, it's like, this stuff is like, you know, it's really scary and really serious. And so I did a few things. Some of it was just like the obvious stuff, like, ha ha, everybody became a baker and made their own bread. Uh-huh. I actually tried to and I couldn't get my sourdough started. The starter was just not happening. Uh-huh. But I did do a lot of baking. I ate banana bread constantly. I stopped drinking alcohol entirely. I have since, you know, I'm not like, oh my God, I'm a sober person now. I have wine here and there, but I stopped for like a few months because mm-hmm. I was worried that the isolation and those feelings of loneliness coupled with drinking alone sounded like a really bad recipe. Mm-hmm. You know, like I was like, I don't want to be a person who like can't be social but is drinking. Like it just, that scares me for myself. Now some of you might be like, it's like not a big deal to have a glass of wine with dinner by yourself every night. I agree, but I was worried that for me it was going to turn into like a depression thing. And so, you know, and so I was feeling pretty good, you know, exercising, taking long walks, you know, again where I live, not a lot of people are around. When you take a long walk, you might see a couple people mm-hmm. pass you. You might see nobody. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't wearing a mask most of the time, you know, out there, you know, doing a hike by myself. And I had a lot of friends in other places who were having a much harder time than I was. And I was like, man, I really timed this well. Really timed this well, you know, moving to the woods mm-hmm. when I did, not knowing what life was going to be like, not 6 months later. And then, you know, that kind of loneliness thing started to creep back in. Mm-hmm. And I will say, for me, if I don't feel great and I'm like, you know what, today sucked, I'm going to have a glass of wine, that's fine. But if it turns into two or three, which it has for me before, you know, where I'm just like, I mean, what else am I going to do? You know, mm-hmm. I'm just going to go to bed. It's not like I'm going to like have to get in my car or anything. I wake up in the morning and I feel awful. Mm-hmm. Just awful. Part of it is like, you know, I can't drink three glasses of wine and not feel it in my head in the next day. I'm total lightweight now. So there's that. But then it's just that, like, that feeling of just like, I feel like crap. Now I really can't see anybody. And, you know, nothing in my fridge even looks good to me because I'm just, I feel like crap. And that's when it really starts to feel like,
absolutely,
this is, I'm low.
Yeah. You know, like I'm, I need like, a spike. Like, yeah, like right now.
Like, yeah. Like I'm like, I'm like sad.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm a sad person. And, you know, and I can't have that.
No.
You know, sometimes it's out of our control. Yeah, it's like, you can't just normal. Be like, I won't be sad.
Yeah. You can't like, be happy like, all the time.
And again, if you, some people are more predisposed to those sad feelings. I mean, I can't help it. I cry sometimes because I'm sad. Mm-hmm. Some people cry a lot because they're sad. Some people never do. I don't know. We're all different. You know, it's, again, it's that spectrum.
Yeah.
But those were things that I tried to recognize in myself early on because I was like, yeah, I don't know. You know, this is, we don't know how long this is going to go. All right. So fast forward to today. I still employ a lot of those, I mean, I guess you could call them restrictions on myself where it's like, you know, I do not drink a lot of wine. And when I say wine, it's because I don't really drink any other kind of alcohol. Mm-hmm. I don't like cocktails, never really have. Yeah. They're fine, but it's just not.
No, I get it. Yeah, I've lost my taste for them, actually.
Yeah, it's,
it's kind of sad.
They're fine, you know, but it's like,
I prefer wine too. I get it.
I'm making one at this point, you know, and I'm like, eh, I'm just not really like an ingredient kind of person. It's just, you know, I kind of go for the easy stuff and save the ingredients for a meal. And beer I like, but it just doesn't really agree with me anymore. So anyway, it's sort of wine or nothing. That's, mm-hmm. that's why I say wine.
There's always whiskey.
Yeah.
Nah,
even
that's
then,
a,
I'm
that's
just
another
like,
level.
Right. It's a, yeah, it's just,
too strong.
I don't know. I just liquor's never really been my thing. You know, it's a very, very, very once in a while type thing. So alcohol is kind of, you know, I've limited that almost to the point where I don't really drink. Actually, you know, ever since I got diagnosed with cancer, I don't really plan on drinking, at all.
I think
and
that's smart.
I might change my mind about that. Down the road, but for now, there's just no reason. There's no reason. There's no health benefit that it gives me. Mm-hmm. It will only hurt me, mm-hmm. Right now. So that's just something that's not happening.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's a personal decision. It has nothing to do with the pandemic, but it makes my recycling a lot easier. Gosh,
totally.
You know, those bottles take up a lot of room.
Oh my God.
So there's that. I have witnessed personally some people not having a good time over the last year and a half plus, mm-hmm. To the point where it's actually pretty bad.
Mm.
And that is not something I'm worried about happening with me. Mm-hmm. In fact, even folks who are not, you know, have not, I don't know, snapped or, you know, whatever verb we would use, you know, for the person who's like really, really having a hard time. Mm-hmm. But even folks have sort of talked to me about their general well-being. And I think to myself, okay, I'm doing better than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not feeling that bad, mm-hmm. you know, to like that would be equal to how it's being described to me, you know, from this person. And I am well aware that that could happen, you know, and I don't want it to. So I'm trying to kind of stay in front of it. Because I, you know, I kind of think like, God, when is the day that I'm going to wake up like under this black cloud that I can't get out of?
Yeah.
You know, and I won't be able to get out of it until life goes back to normal, which honestly, I'm like, I don't even see that happening.
Yeah, you don't actually.
I just see us getting used to it.
Yeah, you've never really been a depressive type. We've talked about this before, like on and offline, but I think there, right here, we're seeing what you've kind of gone through this last like year and a half, 2 years, and definitely there's been some progress. I mean, you've obviously learned a lot about yourself and who you are and what you can handle and what you can't mm-hmm. handle. And I think that's really valuable. Yeah, it hasn't been the most exciting, but like life is never going to be exciting all the time. I mean, I guess for some people, the perception, I don't want to call them out, but there are some people on Instagram that seem like they have like a fabulous day, like every single day. And they're just all over the world all the time. And you're like, whoa, how do they do that? But you know, that's not true. There's no, but no one can sustain that. I don't think.
Yeah. I think that, I think if I can think of one thing that has been particularly bad mm-hmm. for me, you know, and again, waking up and not wanting to die is, it's a great achievement. Not everybody feels that way, you mm-hmm. know? So I consider myself really lucky because I know that people are struggling in many ways boy, do I count my lucky stars that I'm as lucky as I am to be hanging on. Mm-hmm. But something that I think is, well, I don't even know if it's bad, but yes, sort of I have learned about myself is that I am annoyed on the internet a lot.
Yeah.
And I think I always was, but I just wanted to like play the game. You know, that's what everybody is. You got to be on Insta. You got to, you know, post another picture on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm using Instagram as just one example of like, it's the same thing. Twitter, Facebook, yeah. You know, even LinkedIn. It's like, it's like, I'm really not on LinkedIn much anymore. But like, there was a time where I was like, hey, you know, I'm a public persona in some, you know, to some people anyway. Technology is my thing. And so this all has to be something that I'm super involved with. And it's kind of my duty, you know, and if I don't do it, I'm not being me well enough.
Yeah.
And I do not feel that way anymore at all. Mm-hmm. I know that I still have to be super dialed in on the world. And the world is increasingly, you know, the internet, especially now more than ever, because, you know, a lot of us couldn't even leave our houses for a while. But I get so annoyed just being on the internet.
I know.
And it doesn't take long, you know, on a daily basis. I can do lots of things. Like I can read my articles.
Sure.
I can, you know, inform myself. I can talk to friends. And I can kind of avoid those pockets where I know
sure.
I'm just going to be like, ugh, so annoying.
Yeah.
But that person, like you said, who's just like every day is so great on Instagram. They're always traveling. It's like that kind of stuff. And a lot of it has to do with the way it's presented, and certain things just really rub me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't call out anybody specifically because that would be super rude, but it's like, there's certain behavior where I'm just like, you're annoying. And you know, I wish I could just tell you that. I'm not going to, because I don't want to be rude, but like, you are so annoying.
Yeah.
And
it's sort of like tone deaf. There's a lot of like tone deafness, I think, involved.
And even like, it's not even sort of like, oh, my life is so great. There's a certain pulse to the internet, you know, and everything is like, you know, it's a meme. It's so popular. No one talks about it again. There's another meme.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, there's a news event and it's a big deal. And then it gets like remixed and, you know, lots of jokes. ##. And I just, you know, I sometimes I'm just like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't. Like, I don't want to be like, the internet's dumb now. I hate it. I do get a lot of joy from it, but it's like I'm dodging bullets all the time.
Well, it's like anything.
My day being worse by being part of it.
Well, it's like anything. Like it was a good thing, and now it's kind of turned into a rag in a way. Like there's a lot of ragginess about the internet now. I mean, back in the day, you never were like completely pummeled by stupid ads all the time. You can't even read a web page sometimes because there's so many videos popping up. I mean, reading a recipe is the most infuriating thing now because there's like so many pop-ups. You can't even like scroll down to find the recipe because you're dodging. Talk about dodging. You need videos playing in the right and the left.
Well, you know, you can install plugins to not see those things, Heather.
Help me. Yes, please.
I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean. I think for me, it's a little bit less of that, like just like stupid corporate stuff. People, you know, serving your eyeballs things, and more of just like it's just like that's where the sandbox is.
Yeah,
that's
for
where
sure.
everybody's playing.
Yep.
And you can either just deal with it or you can back away. And then you kind of have to be one of those people who's like, I'm taking a social media break, everyone.
Yeah. Or
because I need to let you know that I'm doing this, because if I go away, you might wonder what happened.
Yeah. And then, or you're going to be mad. You're going to like debate somebody online, and then you're going to get in big trouble for it. You know, you're going to say something that you'll regret, or like you'll piss someone off, and then you'll be like blacklisted, you'll be canceled. I mean, you kind of can't even really speak your mind on the internet anymore without like being canceled, you know? I mean, that's all another story.
Yeah. I guess it depends on what you're speaking your mind about, but yeah. I don't know. Even that is like, I'm not fighting with people on the internet, you know, if I can help it. But it's just even social circles, people mm-hmm. that I like very much. It's like sometimes you get enough smart, cool people on the internet, and it just turns into something that I'm like, it's just the same old thing, yep. You know, jokes, hashtag, I don't know. I do find that I step away a lot more than I used to.
You do.
And part of it is because I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm not like locked down in my house right now. I can mm-hmm. go to the grocery store. Got to wear a mask. I'm obviously, you know, spend a lot of time at Kaiser Hospital these days. Obviously you have to wear a mask there, but it's like, I am busy. Mm-hmm. I am doing things. I do things for fun as well. But the majority of my life is being safe, kind of hunkering in. Mm-hmm. I work from home, so that's a big part of it. You know, I don't actually have to go anywhere most days. And the internet stuff is just, it's just too easy.
Yeah.
I sometimes not even that late at night anymore. You know, it used to be sort of like, okay, well, it's time for bed, you know, just shut the laptop off and go to bed. Mm-hmm. And I will a lot earlier, I'll be like, I'm getting that annoyed feeling. Just go do something else.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you watch TV, you know, maybe I'm cooking dinner anyway, so I'm busy for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, I get into bed earlier and I just read fiction. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not learning anything except maybe a vocabulary word here or there. It's a fake story about something that isn't real,
yeah.
You know, and it's an escape and it's fun and I'm cool with it. And yeah. I don't need it to be interactive in any way.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that there is one, I totally get this gripe with the internet and just with all the things, but there is one app that kind of popped up in my life recently that I find to be really refreshing. And it's not a new app. You, I'm sure, know all about it and you've used it. It's been around for a long time. I think it's even been around since like 2014 or something. Marco Polo, I'm sure that you've heard of it. I was introduced to it by my friend Melissa, and you know, the whole point of it is to correspond with people. You know, it's not a Zoom, it's not text,
like little video clips back
little
and forth.
Video clips back and forth. So instead of, you know, scheduling a phone date or calling someone out of the blue when they're in the middle of something, because you know, these days people are mostly in the middle of something all the time, right? So mm-hmm. it's like, that's why you schedule phone calls and everything now. But there are a lot of great like ways to communicate, but there's like limits, you know, they all serve a purpose, but then, you know, I don't want to be on a Zoom when it's like a social thing. I just feel like that's not really quite right. The platform for me, it's not really a platform for like a friendly conversation. But the Marco Polo thing, I really enjoyed that the last like month, because you know, I live in the woods like you, Sarah. I live pretty far away from civilization and I have some friends up here, but I'm not like super tight with anybody. And it's been so nice to, I get these like 5-minute videos, like chatting about the day and like what my friends have been up to. And we just go back and forth and it really makes me feel like I hung out with them, you know, and it's just mm-hmm. really cool.
Well, and it's less pressure than actually
exactly.
being live.
It's great. Yeah. You just do it when you're yeah. in the mood and you just, you know, you can talk about whatever. It doesn't really matter. You don't even have to like put makeup on. It's just like a very casual thing. It's like you're talking on the phone, but it's not live. And it's just, it is helping me with that momentum we're talking about. It's effective for me. Like, I feel like I have more momentum to keep up with these people because I'm more integrated into their lives because I know what's going on. So mm-hmm. yeah, and I feel like sometimes that phone date thing can be a little stressful because you plan ahead maybe and you're like, okay, 3:00 on Wednesday, but then all this stuff changes, you know, in the next few days, and then like you're either maybe tired or you're not in the mood anymore. And so yeah. I feel like I'd be curious to hear from you guys. What is your platform app of choice for like keeping up with your loved ones? And it can be pandemic influenced, or it can just be in general. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
In that deed. I think that's a great idea, Heather. Yeah, Marco Polo, I am familiar with it. I have it installed. I actually just sort of stopped responding to people. But again, it
might be a flash in the
pan.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, people like it. In fact, when I first signed up for it, which wasn't that long ago, certainly wasn't 2014. However long it's been around, I don't know, maybe I've been using it for like a couple years, but, I signed up and, you know, I'm obviously on the contact list of, you know, certain people's phones, right? Which is what, you know, a lot of these services have you do so that you have contacts right away, you know, on the app. And I got a couple somewhat random Marco Polos from people that I know, but like I wouldn't necessarily be texting with regularly, where yeah. I was like, whoa, weird. And there was like a group, one that I was on with some folks, and it was like everybody loved it. And it was just like way too much. So I turned off notifications because I'm like, too many notifications, you know, like it's sort of like group texts on Instagram DMs. I'm like, I like might check that like once a month. Like, yeah. I don't know how you guys have time to be like having this many like discussions about Instagram related things. You know, we already have a Slack going somewhere else, you know? And so I just get overwhelmed and I'm like, eh, no more notifications. I don't like notifications. And then I forget about it. And then I open it later and I've missed like 45 videos that I'm not going to
watch.
Well,
aren't
anymore.
You popular?
Well, it's not so much that, it's that, you know, it's the group thing.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
They're going to keep talking amongst themselves, even if I stop responding.
Exactly.
But I'm still on the thread, you know, so to speak. So, yeah. One of my cousins was sort of like really recently was like, yeah, because she doesn't live near me. We got to stay in touch. Do you use Marco Polo? And I was like, God, you too. Not really. I don't, but I can if that's the way you want to talk to me and see me and stuff.
Yeah, we'll see how long it lasts because some of this stuff is just like it might be really novel for a few weeks and then I'll just be like, eh. You know, a lot of these things are flashes in the pan.
Well, you know, there are also, you know, the people who they love voice notes, you know, via text.
Yeah.
I'm not a voice note person.
Me neither.
I just never think to do it.
Me neither.
But I also don't leave people voicemails because I know I don't like to listen to my own voicemail. So I'm like, I just call you and you either see that I called and you call me back whenever, or I'll text you and be like, yo, I called you. Call me back whenever. You
yeah,
know?
Totally.
Like, the voice thing, but to have it sort of in line in your text message conversation, you know, somebody sent me a voice note the other day and I was like, voice note, you know, and I played it and I was like, that was nice. It was nice.
Yeah,
it was nice to hear their voice.
Nice.
And it's different. And I didn't have to be like, yeah, I have like 10 minutes. Go ahead and call me right now so I can like stop what I'm doing and like give all my attention to you. It was cute.
Yeah, no, it is good.
It works.
I like those. I get those occasionally, but yeah, you guys should, I don't know, like send us a video note. You can do that on Discord if you join us at the $5 level, patreon.com/havesuchagooddaysDo you like that segue, Sarah?
I liked it. It was smooth as butter. As melted gingerbread almond butter.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you. I'm telling it to everyone who will listen how good this is and how much I will never be able to buy it again because... It's
zero
just too
willpower.
Good.
Now I hear
it's
you.
It's too good.
Ugh.
It's like eating. I don't know what the equivalent would be where you're just like, oh, I'll have like a bowl of this because you're not supposed to eat that much almond butter.
Yeah.
It's a spread, people. You're not supposed to eat it like the way that I'm
eating.
Is
there a lot of sugar in
there's
it?
Not a lot, actually,
okay.
Believe it or not. Because gingerbread is kind of, you know, clove, nutmeg.
Yeah.
It's more spicy than
sure.
it is sugary.
Uh-huh.
But there is. I mean, like raw almond butter or peanut butter for that matter has no sugar, right? It's nuts, you know, it's just, you know, processed. But this has a little bit of sugar. It's not crazy, but it's just sweet enough to be like, yum. And what I did last night,
do tell,
because I'm now pretty much at the end of the jar. So I'm like, F it, just eat it, just eat it and destroy the evidence and get on with your life. So I was like, let's take this up a notch. So it's like, and you know, again, I live alone. So like eating right out of the jar, who cares? It's just me. So I'm eating right out of the jar with my spoon. And then I get my honey, which is in another jar. And so I scoop the almond butter first because it's a little bit less, you know, sticky. And then I put the spoonful of almond butter into the honey jar. get a little honey on top, and then I slowly, like a little baby bird, eat the two of them together as if it was a dessert created for me.
Like a little baby bird.
Yeah, and it's like just the tiniest bites, which like makes me feel better about it. Like I'm not eating it that fast.
But you're really enjoying it over time.
Still eating the same volume. It's just taking a while. You know, like I'm not fooling anybody. Anyway, so that's a thing that I do. I would like to blame that on the pandemic, but that's just totally a thing that I do.
Let us know. Anyway. I'd like to hear from you guys. What do you do anything strange like this? Like eating almond butter off of a spoon, like a little baby bird? Send us a message. Anything at all. We just desperately want to hear from you. And you know what? Just like a friendly reminder before we kick off here. If you rate and review us on iTunes, it totally helps others find the show. Seriously, that's like a huge reason to do it because, you know, we don't do a lot of marketing. We're kind of like a small crew, but we would love for you to spread the word any way you can because we would like more of you. And email us early and often at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. We'd love to hear from you.
We really do. Your emails brighten our days. You know, even if you don't have anything bright to send it to us anyway. Yeah. You know, it's just, it's nice to know what everyone else is thinking because you all spend a lot of time listening to us gab. And
And we can gab.
We can gab. We've made that very clear. And we just, you know, it's the more we know about y'all, the cooler it is. And Heather mentioned our Patreon already, but if you are not a patron, that is a way to directly support the show. And the more patrons we get, the more we can do with the show. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where to find out more about that, our Discord tiers, and all of our tiers in general. Thank you in advance. If you're on the fence, do consider supporting us. It really means a lot.
It does. It warms our heart and also helps with the lights on. Helps keep the lights on, that is.
With us not sitting in the dark and with warm hearts.
Yeah.
I think it's time to wrap up the show. It was a pandemic theme, but you know, Heather, I don't feel down at all.
No.
In fact, I feel a little bit better.
Me too.
I feel like we aired out some things.
Oh, yes. And, that's what the show's all about.
Yeah. And yeah, if you've had any epiphanies over the last however long, you know, you've been living a different life, or if you, you know,
if you've had the opposite of an epiphany, then tell us your experience. We will not judge you.
If you're feeling down, you know, we're here for that
too. We are, totally.
You know, all the good, the bad, the in-between. That's
and the ugly. Don't forget the ugly. Great movie. Anyway.
That's like me when I looked at myself in the mirror after eating all that gingerbread almond butter and honey last night. Like, you idiot.
You
what
ugly.
What is wrong
mug.
With you, sicko?
Sicko. On that note.
All right, everybody. Well, yes, I will, until next time, I will remain Sarah.
And I will be Heather forever.
Have such a good day.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.